Laurel Langmire, financial strategist, speaker, and personal and corporate coach.
I grew up on you have to work hard for money. And so I replaced that with money comes easily and frequently. Now, in the beginning, it feels like a lie, right? There's a part of your brain that will say, oh, you liar, it's hard. So you have to know it's this little tennis match that will go on for a while.
If you've had thoughts of, I have to work really hard and struggle to have money, let them go immediately. By thinking those thoughts, you emitted that frequency and they became the pictures of your life experience. Take Laurel Langmire's advice and replace those thoughts with money comes easily and frequently.
David Shermer.
When it comes to creating wealth, wealth is a mindset. It's all about how you think.
Laurel Langmire.
I'd say 80% of my coaching that I do one-on-one with folks is about their psychology and the way they think. And I know when people are listening, they say, oh, well, you can do it, I can't. Every person has the capability to change the way they're in a relationship and conversation with money.
The good news is that the moment you decide that what you know is more important than what you have been taught to believe, you will have shifted gears in your quest for abundance. Success comes from within, not from without. Ralph Waldo Emerson.
You have got to feel good about money to attract more to you. Understandably, when people do not have enough money, they do not feel good about money because they don't have enough. But those negative feelings about money are stopping more money coming to you. You have got to stop the cycle, and you stop it by starting to feel good about money and being grateful for what you have. Start to say and feel, I have more than enough. There is an abundance of money and it's on its way to me. I am a money magnet. I love money and money loves me. I am receiving money every day. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Give money to get money.
Giving is a powerful action to bring more money into your life. Because when you are giving, you are saying, I have plenty. It will not be surprising to you to learn that the wealthiest people on the planet are the greatest philanthropists. They give away vast amounts of money, and as they give by the law of attraction, the universe opens up and floods vast amounts of money back to them, multiplied. If you are thinking, I don't have enough money to give, bingo. Now you know why you don't have enough money. When you think you don't have enough to give, start giving. As you demonstrate faith in giving, the law of attraction must give you more to give. There is a big difference between giving and sacrificing. Giving from a heart that is overflowing feels so good. Sacrificing does not feel good. Don't confuse the two. They are diametrically opposed. One emits a signal of lack, and the other emits a signal of more than enough. One feels good and one does not feel good. Sacrifice will eventually lead to resentment. Giving from a full heart is one of the most joyous things you can do, and the law of attraction will grab hold of that signal and flood even more into your life. You can feel the difference.